I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee, Democrats are now openly, not hiding it, openly pro-crime if you are the right voter group.
Yeah.
They're not hiding it. Open about it. If the American people knew what happened in the House yesterday,
yeah,
I think the polls would be overwhelming. They have no idea how bad this party is. Almost 200 House Democrats voted against deporting people who commit welfare fraud. Mm-hmm. In other words, who steal from hardworking American right. taxpayers.
Right.
Because being on a federal welfare program is illegal. A pledge of the State of the Union address where Bill Clinton took credit for getting that bill passed. It passed in 1995. It's very clear. You can't be on food stamps. You can't be on Medicaid. You can't be on housing aid. And yet, 61% of illegal immigrant families are on at least one illegally. So yesterday, the question was essentially asked to Democrats in this House vote. Illegal immigrant fraud, yes or no? They said, thumbs up, we love it. 200 of them voted against deporting people for welfare fraud.
So they'll stand up for fraud.
Yes, openly.
Yeah.
They used to pretend on stuff like this, Lee.
Yeah.
They used to pretend on stuff like this, but they don't anymore. So what does this mean? Okay, there are a number of crimes that if an illegal immigrant commits them, you're not an American, so you don't have due process rights, mm-hmm. automatic deportation. Automatic. This would simply add the crime of stealing from hardworking American people to that list. So we get you. We catch you. ICE can issue its own bench warrant, and they can come and deport you. Democrats say, no. Our future replacement voter, I mean, undocumented people, they lost their documents, they can't find them. It happens to everyone. Gavin Newsom, Bernie Sanders, they don't know where their documents are. See, and so, no, we got to keep them, even if they steal from the American people. That is incredible. What they want is a federal charge, jury trial, and conviction before you can be deported for welfare fraud.
In other words, something that would take years.
Yes.
For each and individual case.
I used to cover federal court. Federal court is for the worst of the worst cases. They don't do individual little small prosecutions like that. They don't have the staff to do it. What federal court does is, like, say, when the local police department comes to them and says, listen, there's a massive drug conspiracy running by a cartel in Charlotte. That actually happened. And it is beyond us. We can't do it. We're local police. We need the feds. That's who gets prosecuted in federal court. They don't go after a guy dealing some, you know, with a bag of pot on the corner. They go after the guy six levels up, killing the people who are selling in the rival gang, selling the pot on the corner. That's who they go after. Federal court does not have the resources to prosecute this. In other words, what the Democrats are saying is there's not enough prosecutors either. The federal court system is relatively small. Democrats are simply saying, this is incredible. Illegal immigrants should be able to defraud the American people. That is their position. And you see where this is coming from, okay? It started small, and we made a big deal of it on this show. You and I both did. Remember in California and Democrat states after the Summer of Love? They legalized theft. Remember that?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Essentially legalizing stuff, saying, well, you know, if it's under, I forget, what the, I think it's like
$900 and yeah. some odd dollars. Yeah.
You just get a ticket.
Right.
We can't arrest you. So we come, we give you a ticket, tell you when to show up to court. We leave you in the parking lot so you can get another TV.
Yeah.
Right. Then they busted down crime under $900 to a misdemeanor. And then the attorney general for the state of California stopped prosecuting misdemeanors. Mm-hmm. So it was free TVs for everybody.
Exactly.
You just had to go in and get it.
Yeah, you had to show up and go get it.
Yeah, so. You did have to still pick it up, right? Yeah. So it started like that with, okay, certain groups of people can shoplift. And now we're to fraud is okay if you're Somali, fraud is okay if you're an illegal immigrant, fraud is okay if you're Armenian and you live in California. We're going to have some of that later because they are a highly valued, very loyal Democrat voting bloc. We, folks, understand where we are in America right now. Their intent is to, I am not exaggerating, enslave the wrong people. That would be me and you, people who don't vote for them, to the right people, those who do vote for them. And you will pay for your own replacement. You will also pay for their upkeep. That is the grand bargain. And you know who described this perfectly? Is Stephen Miller.
But what we found since President Trump came into office is that the Democrats have set up a system to funnel hundreds of billions and ultimately trillions of dollars to migrants that are in our country, oftentimes from places like Somalia. So as an example, ICE recently asked a group of illegal immigrants that were in detention whether or not they were receiving Medicaid. Half of them raised their hands and volunteered that they were on Medicaid, just volunteered that. These aren't the ones who are hiding it, right? They also asked illegal aliens how they paid their medical bills, and they said that if they don't have Medicaid, they go to hospitals, they get free care there, and they bill it to the taxpayers. So they aren't paying for any of their own health care in this country. This is one example. And we've seen this over and over and over again. So under President Trump's leadership, and then, of course, with JD and the head of the FTC, Andrew Ferguson, we're going to see the first ever effort in American history to reclaim the ultimately trillions of dollars that were stolen from taxpayers.
And they've already done a lot of it. It's not just talks. If this segment makes you mad, Trump has already unplugged 700,000 illegals from food stamp rolls in the red states. Democrats won't turn over their food stamp rolls. Again, why? To hide the fraud.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And remember how this system works, Lee, if you wonder why Democrats would vote this way. We had that audio out of Michigan. When you sign up for welfare there, you are no longer required to give a Social Security number or even prove you're an American. It's a 26, 27-page application. At the end, remember the hearing in the legislature, there is a box that you check to register to vote. The application will not process unless you check the box to register to vote. You cannot get welfare in the state of Michigan without registering to vote. So you can see why the Democrats would vote this way. Mm-hmm. You know what's so frustrating, though? Again, this passed the House, okay? 200 Democrats voted, no, we want fraud by illegal immigrants. We prefer them to Americans. We explained that to you explicitly at the State of the Union. What part you didn't get, I don't know. Yeah. Talking to Americans. Well, what the problem here is, this is a great piece of legislation. This is fantastic. You know why they did it? Because, you know, Trump just won the court case to get inside the IRS. So we can see where these checks are going. We just go pick these people up if we don't need a warrant, if we have automatic deport, right?
Right.
Bill passed the House. It's going to die in the Senate. Why? It's going to run into the brick wall called John Thune and the open borders lobby and the Bush, the remnant of the disease of the Bush open borders cabal in the Republican Party. And unfortunately, they're also old or really almost dead that they're all in leadership positions because of seniority. So, again, this is a great country republic changing piece of legislation. Great for Mike Johnson. Great for the House for passing it. It's going to run into the buzzsaw called John Thune and it'll die. Why? Because to get the borders open, they need Democrats to win elections. The Uniparty needs the Democrat flanking contingent. That's why. But good news yesterday, Lee. This is fantastic. Right. Senator, we are making progress with Thune. Don't get me wrong. He gets blistered every day on X. He trends every day now. I've never seen so much hatred directed at one person before, with the exception of, I don't know, maybe Adolf Hitler. I'm not kidding. You should see X on a daily basis. So John Thune John Kennedy stood up there on the floor of the Senate and said to John Thune, you can pass this. We can pass this. And he said, we need to use a different method. Everybody's arguing about the filibuster. He said, yes, we can do it that way, but there's an easier way we're all pretending not to know about. And he said, we could do it through reconciliation the same way we got the big, beautiful bill through. He said, just a matter of will. Yeah. But he said, we could do it. Which, by the way, Lee, is what I keep telling you about Lindsey Graham's sanctuary bill, too. If Lindsey Graham really wanted to get this sanctuary bill through, you know what he'd do? He'd do what John Kennedy did yesterday. Have the courage to stand up to John Thune on the floor of the Senate and demand that this stuff get passed. And again, he wants to do it through reconciliation. That would only take 50 plus one votes. We can do the SAVE Act that way and save our country from Chinese election theft, which we learned about yesterday, mass scale Chinese election fraud and theft going on in this country. And we can also, Lee, if we could take 61% of the illegal immigrants who are on welfare, we take them off welfare, there's not enough jobs for them.
No.
You know what they'll do? They'll go home. They will take the $2,600 free money deal plus the free airline ticket, and they will get on that plane and they will go home. And Democrats, Lee, will run down the runway crying and begging them to come back. No. Incredible times in this country. What do you make of Israel going rogue, bombing that field?
This is interesting. This is like I was saying yesterday. We don't have allies. We have interest. And yes. This is in Israel's best interest. What Israel is thinking is we need to stop Iran from having the ability to generate income. And that is why they are doing that. And the reason that the Iranians are striking back is because they see that as an opportunity to hurt the U.S. economy in Israel. And if you hurt the U.S. economy, it puts pressure on Israel to stop attacking Iran.
Israel is not wrong.
Yeah.
Because Israel knows the clock is ticking and the Democrats could win in 2028.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back where we were with the Democrats using sanctions essentially to collect bank accounts full of oil money and then giving it to the dictatorship to keep it in power. Trying to get to them to the point where they have a nuke, they have ballistic missiles, and they can wipe out Israel. That is the Democrat Party. It's what they do every time they're in office. Lee, here's the thing. It's maddening oil price-wise that Israel did this.
Yeah.
But I can't fault them too much. No, they want to live.
Yeah. Yeah.
They want to survive, and they know the Democrats have other plans.
Yeah.
They get that money, they will reconstitute the program. You get 8 years of Democrat rule, Israel might not survive that.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.